You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Grind, father. Out to die in the dawn of life. In 1984, a patient named Stacy arrived.
Skip.
And began her family's touching story that is still going on today.
Her family's touching story?
Is that how that song starts off?
Yes.
Oh, it
does. Yes, it does. Okay. All right. Technically, all the tabs are up.
All right.
Are you two ready is the question.
Does the level sound good?
All right. In 5, 4, 3.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Welcome to another episode, the Chalice Drop of your favorite podcast, WNBC. That's, of course, Wake and Bake Chitek. And Wake and Bake Chitek, it is New Year's Eve day morning. New Year's Eve Eve's morning. I am Red Rocker, and with me, as always, is New Year's Bone.
This is New Year's Bone Meat. For all you regular Ian listeners, lunch meat.
Right. To his left, as sometimes, we've got Slow Your Roll, super producer.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's Slow Your Roll, and I'm ready to get the new year rolling.
Are we calling you that now? Is that the...
I mean, awesome. I would say no to that. I like to be the woman in the chair sometimes, but it's nice to just be a passenger on this pod.
We tend to ask a lot, yeah. Okay, this is the only podcast that gets up with you at 4 a.m. Your other friends are too old, too lazy, too lame to get up with you and do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. And this is our Chalice Drop. We're going to be talking post-Christmas vibes. We're going to be talking New Year's stuff, all kinds of interesting things. But, of course, we're going to start it off the same way we always do. That would be our bacon for breakfast segment. It's all right that they're out there patrolling and protecting us. We just like to know where that is. So lunch, New Year's bone meat. Have you had any run-ins with them this week at all?
Well, I saw that hound sniffing away for that cup of cheese on my way home from work today. It's been icy out, no snow, but they're out there sitting around the curves causing real danger, right? It's like, why are you parked around an icy curve just to make sure people aren't speeding on the icy curve?
Yeah, that's entrapment almost, right?
That, and it's like, what if it did get icy and your car did slide? Then wouldn't you slide into the police officer's car?
That's a good point.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, wouldn't you be triple fucked? You'd be like triple fucked, you know?
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
What about you, Slow Your Roll? You see them anywhere?
I've seen them everywhere lately. I haven't had any run-ins with them, of course, because I'm an excellent driver, but like, they are just everywhere. Like, I feel like they are just like extra patrolling like the week between Christmas and New Year's, and probably, you know, you gotta get their numbers.
Rightly so. That's when the drunks come out.
I mean, you're not wrong, but this is Wisconsin. So
no snow yet. Are you expecting any overnight before the big 1-1?
1-1.
That would be January 1st.
Oh yeah.
No, my forecast on this coast has snow possibly tonight.
Damn.
Is this the year my coast gets it before your coast?
Probably.
Doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. We'll see. That would be a sad state of affairs. I was like being home snuggly in my urban, slightly warmer environment, hearing about how miserable. That's my New Year's confession. We'll get to those. Yeah. So, all right. So let's get into post Christmas. How did it everything land there? Oh wait, can I actually? I'm sorry. I know I'm the one saying everything, but mm-hmm. can I get into my run-ins with the law?
Please. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was minding my own business at 2 a.m. Had left my poor father's home. I was just taking care of him while he was out ill. And yeah, they were everywhere. There's like six of them, and they were like kind of rolling around real quietly with their lights off, like not in any sort of uniform. There was like six of them on my ride home. That's maybe six in like 30 blocks, and they're all creeping.
You just like drive by them and then like kind of give them a salute, like, nothing to see here, boys. Just another Kia man driving through.
Minus the salute, yes.
I thought it was Kia boy, not Kia man.
Well, I already said boy as boys. See you later, boys. Just another Kia boys coming on through. See, I mixed it up a bit.
Not wrong. So anyway, that was pretty much it. No actual flickering of the lights, but I was, gulping down some real scary feelings. Okay, so that's that. Let's get back into this post-Christmas. What'd y'all get for Christmas? Anything good?
Oh, I got something really good.
Okay, why don't you start us off?
It's for my favorite present I got this whole year. It was actually from my brother, and it was like a Ziploc bag full of old mismatched butter knives.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
I can use those knives. What was your butter knife situation before he came along?
I had like, you know that Alanis Morissette song where she's like 10,000 spoons and all you need is a knife?
Yeah, sure.
That's like literally my utensil drawer. I have so many spoons and forks, but I literally only have four butter knives. So my brother had remembered that I had mentioned this one time when he was over for like dinner or whatever, and he like found me a bunch of like old mismatched knives, which I love because none of my shit matches, and gave it to me for Christmas. So I was pretty happy.
It's good. He knew what he was doing when he gave that to you, huh?
He also bought me a video game, which is like expensive. So I was pretty excited about that too. But
okay, can we hear
butter knives? I mean, that was really where it's at.
I agree, it's the big one. But what's this video game now?
It's like Zelda: Link's Awakening. I think it was originally for like the NES, but then they revamped it and re-released it for the Switch, like, I don't know, a year or two ago. And I've been wanting to play it just because it looks like super cute, but it's like a classic Zelda game. It's not like the open world games that they have now, which I also really like, but it's like a more of a classic Zelda, and it's super cute, and
yeah.
I've almost beaten it already, but it's pretty fun.
Wow, really? You've been putting the hours in.
Well, it's really not that big of a game. Like, these new games, you can play them for hundreds of hours and not even beat them, and
true.
This game, it's probably, I don't know.
Oh, we'll get to that. Them, like,
yeah, not that many hours.
All right, Lunch Meat, how about you? Did you get any coal this year?
No, I got some things. Let's see here. I do have a grievance. I got the best gift for Secret Santa for my Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. And someone who picked me didn't give me a secret gift. No gift yet.
Oh.
I already know who this Buster. Chump is.
What a Buster.
I mean, A, she is a chump. B, she is young and a stoner. And
is there any chance that she's just waiting for a payday, like needs one more payday?
What are you talking about? We had the payday before Christmas. B, like, she's a waitress. She makes cash constantly. C, like, she's a kid. I'm sure she got gift cards and, like, just give me one of your presents.
And D, it's like $20. Like, are you telling me you don't have $20? Like, don't sign up for Secret Santa if you aren't going to, like, participate and get your Secret Santa gift.
She's a louse. I agree.
You know, geez. Mm-hmm. Real dampener, you know, just another perfect end for another perfect season, you know. But I did get some good things. I did get that cool knife. I did get like the world's greatest poster. I did get let's see here. I got that automaton I was talking about.
Let's talk about the automaton. It's some sort of noise making thing.
Should I try to get it going?
Let's have it.
Talk amongst yourselves. What did you get, Aaron? Ah, Red Rocker.
Ooh. It happens.
Blunder.
Yeah, I got the one thing I asked for, a copy of Spider-Man 2 for my PS5. And let me tell you something. I can review the whole game in three words. Spider-Man doesn't fly. What are we doing here, people? Come on.
What? Like, okay. Superman fly? Is that how they have it?
We're going to get to that in just a moment. Okay. Let me just take you back in time a little bit. You remember a certain movie called Spider-Man 2 with, like, Doc Ock back in the day?
Yeah. Maybe,
like,
of course.
Yeah, a long time ago. So that was, like, the greatest game of all time at the time was the game for that movie. It was Spider-Man 2. So when it came time to make Spider-Man 3, they, like, ratcheted up all the tension so much. They gave you Venom. So you, like, had all the powers you had in the first game, but now it's, like, to the nth degree. Spider-Man 2 of 2023 is making a few similar mistakes. It's taking all the stuff you love from the first one, keeping all those powers you had, and then, like, they're going to throw Venom in the mix. I'm not quite there yet, but I feel the over-tweaking in it. You know what I mean? And starting with this flying. Spider-Man canonically has always had little webs under his armpits to make it like a flight suit. We all know that. But when that happens, he's falling at, like, a 45-degree angle, right?
It's like flying squirrel shit, not basically, like flying.
Yeah, this is like straight up like, okay, so the first time the Sandman is like the first villain of the game and like he's blowing up a huge gale of sand everywhere and it makes sense to be gliding around all crazy. Like that was working. Then when they like let me out on my own in the city a little bit, I like miraculously made it all the way across the river gliding and I felt...
I mean, does he have the Tony, like, does he have like the Iron Man suit?
No, it's not an Iron Man suit. It's like they're trying to say like the little web gliders under his armpits.
I thought maybe, you know.
Nothing like that going on. I could make an exception for that maybe. But not in a Spider-Man game. He's flying at this point.
Yeah. It's redonk.
You should not be able to fly a circle around like Central Park and be That's able ridiculous. To just fly the whole way. That all said. Mm-hmm. We're not just getting Manhattan in this game. We're finally getting to see some of the other boroughs, a little Staten Island, little Brooklyn. Yep. You know, the boogie down Bronx can't be far behind. I've been trying to find Matt Murdock's law office in Hell's Kitchen, but I haven't quite... I know where it was in the Ooh. First game. I think I'll be able to find it in the second game.
Neat.
That's cool. That is dope. You know, I played a cool Spider-Man game in the VR, and you're really swinging. You're not flying, all right? And it's great.
No arm gussets.
Whoa.
That's...
Is that it?
Is that a random?
Yeah, no, that's my automatome. I'm playing it for you guys. Oh.
It sounds like it's saying ah.
Working the cheeks.
Like, sounds like a child screaming, kind of.
Yeah, it's totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm into
Beautiful.
It. All right, that just puts us at 6 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell ourselves for doing. Just putting a little time in there. Should we hit the old smoke lines?
Sure.
All right, that is, of course, done by dialing 414 Yo Yo Cal. That's 9090525. Just like. Sorry, I'm getting like a round circle-y thing.
A loading circle?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, let's see.
Going to
I'm
war.
Trying to see if I'm reading the right one.
There's ships about.
Ships?
Grandma Keefe is like hitting this up. Okay.
Ooh.
Hello, boyos. It's Grandma Keefe again. I baked some very funny cream cheese brownies this morning, and I'm sitting here eating all of them by myself because I'm a widow. Granny is still spry, though, if you catch my drift. Mm. I've been listening to some of your classic episodes. Geez Louise, you young whippersnappers have been doing this podcast for a long time now. I have a lot of catching up to do. Thanks for keeping a lonely old lady company with all of your goofy antics. Happy New Year.
Aww.
Oh, just a well-wisher. Well, thanks, Grandma. Yeah.
What do you think their favorite parts were? The sexy move times, an old lady getting the, you
those
know.
Were classic. I think the harmonica probably takes her back.
I like to see that you guys have more like a age demographic going on.
Right.
I mean, if you're an old person in a senior home, like that's probably like prime time pod listening. You know what I'm saying? It's like old fashioned radio, but just like tons of podcasts. You can probably find like a million podcasts with some cranky old man, you know? That's a buck, Mr. Rogers. I couldn't understand. You know, is that Mr. Buck Rogers?
Mr. Buck Rogers. Is that a mashup? Yeah, it's like Buck Rogers.
But Mr. Or,
and there's yeah. Mr. Rogers.
They're both Mr. Rogers, I suppose. What was Mr. Rogers'
what
first
if he was name? Just like, Mr.'s my middle name? Like maybe.
What else we got on there?
We got one from Ted, but it, I don't know. It says, what's up, fuckers? This is Ted. What the hell happened to this pod? I liked it when it was about fishing. Why don't you go fishing anymore? And why the hell would you let a female be on it? It's so annoying. Oh. I liked it better when this pod was just about three dudes fishing and getting sexually molested by an AI personality. I hate it now. You lost yourselves a listener. Let me know when Trent comes back and maybe I'll give it another shot. But until then, goodbye.
That's pretty rude.
Pretty rude. Well, sorry to see you go, kind of. I mean, so what, does that put us down to 7 listeners? I didn't listen to it.
I mean, the boat sunk, you know what I'm saying? People didn't like sitting in the middle. Someone has to sit in the middle. Like, what about a train?
Shoot people at night and then, like, get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we used to do under Boatsy's command, you know?
We should see what old Boatsy's doing.
What about what about a train? You know, maybe Trainsy.
Yeah, Trainsy.
Could be a thing.
Like what about AI train?
AI train could be.
Does that have a ring to it? Yeah. Some sort of AI train. You know,
AI train, AI.
I don't know. Trains are cool, but that sounds kind of weird.
What about the wake and bake train? You know,
that sounds cool.
You know, like the train is coming, like baby. Train. Yeah. The train is coming now. No, no. You know,
are you proposing a new theme for 2024?
I mean, why can't we take a train across some like Wisconsin?
A pizza train.
Smoke train.
Pizza train. Yeah.
Smoke train.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, get the some whistles. We'll see. We might give it a try. We'll see how it shakes, I guess.
Maybe
we can pick up some, you know, train jumpers like Usagi on the way, you know?
Ooh. That could be good.
All right.
You know, I was just watching Mean Girls. I know it's not the 20 yet. We never usually do this. Mm-hmm. But if it's okay for, like, you know, oh boy.
Go on.
Lindsay Lohan to be from Africa and everybody call her Africa and, like, she's out of it because she's African. Like, right. I think, like, Usagi is still acceptable.
He gets a pass. Yeah, I mean.
He gets a pass, too.
He can't help where he came
Lindsay
from.
Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls and not passing Usagi.
That's right, because like what, he looks different. He doesn't have as hot as breasts as Lindsay Lohan.
Is that where it comes from?
I think so. He has darker hair, and Lindsay Lohan has like the strawberry red.
All right, I'm glad we got that resolved. We do have to hit this next. I've kind of lost track of time a little bit, but I think it's time right now. Slow your roll. What's in your piz?
We got some strawberry kiwi fizz.
All right. So how about you, New Year's bone meat?
I got some leftover peanut brittle, and it is hard.
Nobody can question that. And I'm having a little Crystal Light with my, pineapple Ciroc.
Ooh, fancy.
Pretty fancy.
All acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. should all acquaintance be forgot, and all inside. And surely you will buy a cup, and surely you'll buy mine, and we'll
Clarkson.
She's not the goat anymore. We're going to get there. No, it was the first one I found, Leah Michele. Questionable pronunciation on that.
Oh, that's right.
That I changed my mind. That was
I like
great.
It now.
Damn, she has a set of pipes on her.
wait, what changed there?
Yeah, I like Leah Michele. Yeah, okay. Like Leah Michele.
Yeah, she's from Glee, you know?
Oh, no, I didn't. But you two certainly did a 180. I think I got whiplash.
People talk a lot of trash, but she's
stupid,
a saint.
But, like,
you know?
You can say that she can't sing.
You both were just saying how bad it was.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I just didn't really like it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let that one slide. So, because what ended up happening was it was like a clip from New Year's Eve, the movie. So out of nowhere, suddenly you're getting Carrie Bradshaw like running around looking for someone to kiss, and like it's
I
like,
was
her
curious
daughter.
About those, yeah,
yeah.
I've
like,
never seen that movie. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's probably quite terrible.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, what's the worst? It's
supposed to be star-studded.
Those movies always are.
A pact to watch all the holiday movies? I think we get a Valentine's Day, Arbor Day.
Let's do it.
Arbor Day.
Just kidding. Mm-hmm. That's the one we're gonna make ourselves.
I was like, okay, that's probably
Arbor
the
Day.
One.
Isn't Arbor Day? Oh, maybe, what was the Biodome one? Was that Arbor Day or was that like
Earth Day? Arbor Day is just like plant one tree kind of thing.
Yeah, there's got to be an Arbor Day. Maybe we can watch, you know, that Rainforest movie, that animated one, Fern Gully.
You just want to talk about Fern Gully?
I don't want to talk about it. Like, we could just maybe watch it.
Want to talk about it?
And not,
that I guess we would
not monetize it somehow.
Dude, first of all, that
I mean, now that we're talking
like
movies, I did see some end of the. I watched the movies I needed to see before the end of the year. I watched the Barbie movie and I watched the Blue Beetle.
Okay,
you know?
All right, let's have them both.
Well, what do you want to hear first?
Oof, that's tough. I like my dessert first.
So Barbie.
Okay, so.
Barbie, yeah.
All right. I think the only people that liked Barbie were like simps and like lefty Republicans. Yeah. Or, I mean, lefty Democrats, you know? I'm sorry.
Okay, what about the musical number at the end, though? That
which
nothing...
one?
The Ken one.
I didn't like it because there wasn't a fat Ken. There was a couple of fat Barbies. There was not a single chubby Ken. Not a fat Ken to be seen.
There wasn't. You're not wrong.
That is a good
excellent
point. What a single
people out. I mean, where is the George Costanza, like, Ken?
So, yeah, like, I'm getting that reaction from, like, a lot of people. They're like, you've been hyping this movie up for, like, 6 months and like nobody really likes it, and I'm like, oh, weird.
I think when you first saw it was probably great, but like now that you like see it, and then it's like there was so much good hype around it, when you watch it you're expecting it like hella good.
Oh,
sometimes like
yeah,
you know, like
10 minutes is rough. I've seen it like 4 times now, and like yeah,
and it's just like, okay, I'm spoiling it, she got a vagina, and it's like, oh, guess what, now you have cervical cancer.
I think that they're like overestimating how easy it is to like get in to see an actual gynecologist. Like there's like a long waiting list for that shit.
What about nipples? Do you think she grew nipples?
Absolutely.
She just had nipples then?
Yeah, she's got nipples.
In that last part, yeah.
Okay.
I have something Barbie movie adjacent. So, you know, when the Kens are singing that like Matchbox 20 song.
Yes, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. But okay, so anyway, so I love Matchbox 20 and like Spotify, I like play a lot of them on Spotify. And you know, Spotify, like it'll just like play songs that they think that you'll like.
Yeah.
I kept hearing this song that's, you know, Push by Matchbox 20.
Right.
But and it sounds similar, but it sounds so terrible. It sounds like somebody is making a mockery of that original song. Uh-huh. And then I like found out and I like looked at it and it was actually like on that recording, it's actually, what's that actor's name that played Ken again?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it's like actually him like singing it like for real. And I was like, oh, this is why it's so fucking terrible. It's like, wow.
Do you know that?
It sounds like he's making fun of Rob Thomas while he's singing it. And it's just,
he
like,
is, yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, that's sort of the joke.
But it's just like, you know, there's good covers of songs and bad covers of songs. And that is just a really horrible cover.
It's not supposed. Well, I mean,
I know, but listen, why does Spotify play like it's a normal fucking song? Like,
they got you.
Do you know that that song was really about him singing it to himself in the mirror?
That's actually true.
He's singing those words to himself in the mirror.
You two have your knives sharpened for this one.
I love that.
I know things. Yeah,
okay. I hear that. Wow.
He's been through it all. I mean, he's been through a subtle background. And
what about Weird Barbie though? Like pretty great.
Yeah, Weird Barbie was cool.
Weird Barbie was great. That's the one I would be hooking up with. You know? Do you think she had a vagina? Oh no, she didn't have a vagina. But they still do like Kernelingus and stuff, huh?
No.
Oh no.
There's no O's in
Where did the Kens live? Were they homeless?
They were homeless.
Okay. I mean, I can see where they're kind of be grumpy about it. I mean, they didn't kind of get taken for granted.
Not every night had to be girls' night. Well,
didn't Ken get a good, like, a cool jacket, too, when he was, like, a bit of a bad boy for a while?
Yeah, he was very Johnny Lawrence.
He did look like Johnny Lawrence, yes.
He looked just like him, yeah.
I feel like that coat is probably going to be a thing for a while.
That fuzzy one?
I thought about getting one. I would take that coat, and then I would like make it kind of look like a Viking type of thing, like a Viking caveman, like steampunk chic.
You know? That's an interesting mashup.
Be cool. I got a cool knife for it too. In mind, you know.
Oh. Right. All right. Now give me my veggies.
All right. So his name was
Blue Beetle too, by the way.
So his name was Hyman Dryass.
What?
His name was Hyman Dryass.
His name was Jaime. It's a Mexican.
No, that's just what people called him, his nickname. But his real name was Hyman Dryass.
No, it's Jaime. Like Jamie.
It was like that's what people call like that was his nickname. But like when he said his like his name was Hyman Dryass. It's true. Was the landlord kind of justified by raising their rent? I mean, were they kind of bad tenants?
In what way? They kept blowing the roof like close.
They blew the house started on fire. They blew the roof. The dude was obviously doing like crazy electronical experiments in like the garage or something.
George Lopez in a star-making role. When do you ever get to
see him? He was great. I liked him. I was like, who's going to be the man in the chair? And it turned out to be him. And I was pleased to see it. He did a good job.
Yeah,
you know?
I
watched hard. No lowrider. There was that horn, but it wasn't a lowrider horn. You thought maybe it was going to be like a lowrider entry, but no. They played it straight, and I appreciate that.
100%.
Other than that, I liked it. You know, I would watch another one, I guess. You know? Shit.
Or at least take him in. Like he could now we know his deal. He could be in a Justice League movie.
How do you say that dude's name? XOLO.
Zolo.
Zolo.
Say it with a Z. Yeah. Yeah.
Zolo.
Right.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
I still call him Miguel, but I mean.
If I ever saw Stingray, I mean, I wouldn't know his name. I wouldn't. Even if I did, I wouldn't call him in. You know.
Anything but Stingray.
It's Stingray. You know.
Maybe
right.
You guys excited about this coming back or what?
Is it? When is it coming back?
I don't know, soon, I guess. One final season.
What about these movies? Have you been hearing about these movies?
No.
Which ones? Oh, yeah.
With they're gonna... Macchio and yeah. Jackie Chan.
What?
They're going to pass the torch.
What?
I thought Jackie Chan wasn't even making movies anymore. What? I thought he, like, gave all that up.
Did you try to watch that one with... I say try because I only tried myself. But did you see that one with, like, him and, like, John Cena, but it's, like, a Chinese movie?
No.
Where John Cena's speaking English the whole time.
I, like, saw a preview for that. I didn't watch it. Was it good?
It's like I'm a little bit like, I don't like it when it's the other way around. Boo. Like I kind of stopped. I was a little sleepy. But yeah, look, I mean, it has promise for sure. Yeah, Jackie Chan's still around.
Cool.
But what about you know, do you think Superman would be like as cool if his name was like Hyman Dryass?
Probably cooler.
I mean, Clark, it's pretty good, right?
Boring. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
All right. So, what other classics? Uh-huh. Go on.
Yeah, I was going to ask, actually, has anyone been catching these one-a-day what-ifs they've been putting out for what? Season 2?
I saw something about it. I didn't actually take a look at it. What's going on?
They just released the final one today. It kind of went from me being like, I don't really care about these, to like, oh my God, they're letting out one a day. Like, let me check at midnight. Let me check at 1 a.m. Let me check at 2 a.m.
And now
it became like a fun like morning thing with like cereal. Ooh.
How long are they?
Like 20, they're like 30 minutes each.
What show? What are you talking about?
Oh, What If. What If? It's like the half hour MCU cartoon. It's like Captain Carter's kind of taken over the whole thing nowadays. Oh. So like it's like a Captain Carter show. It's pretty great.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's like, I'm not going to say they're all the greatest, but like they go to the year 1602, which is like a classic Marvel story. And like, it's a great episode.
If you could do a what if, what would you do?
The only like, what would be a great what if? Pops off the top of my head. That one already exists. Like a fresh one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would you see? You watched them all. What do you think they missed?
I don't know. You better hit me with the one you got in mind, because
well, I don't got anyone in mind. I didn't watch it, so
I was like,
you know, I mean, it could be any Marvel thing. I mean,
wouldn't from it. Yeah, they did have like some real like strange pulls, which was cool.
It'd be cool to see if like you know, same scenario with like the Joker, but instead of the Joker, it was like Professor X, and like Professor X became the Joker. Hmm. Like that'd be dope, right?
That'd be amazing.
So I did it, right?
You did it. That's what if the Professor X were Joker?
I mean, that's how they do that show, right? I mean,
yeah, that's exactly how they do it.
Yeah,
somebody as deranged as Joker with telekinetic powers would be really dangerous.
I would love to see Batman take on like a Joker, like fucking.
Oh wait, Professor he didn't have telekinetic X. Powers. It was like.
Do you think Batman could get the upper hand on? A crazy Professor X.
Yeah, he'd wear like a Magneto helmet.
Would that be enough? Would that be enough?
Batman tricks.
But what about his crazy? I mean, would that? I mean, okay, all right. What
it
about then? Like
points on it.
What kind of backstory would you throw in Magneto? Where would he fall in all this? He could be like the Robin.
What? Oh wow, that's kind of cool.
He'd be like a younger. He could be like a younger, like you know, Magneto. He could be like the Robin.
Damn, this is shaping up to be a pretty good what if. I'm sure he won't come up with anything. Oh wow, this is pretty.
I would also love to see like a. oh God. I don't remember anymore. All right.
So like
maybe it'll come back to me.
I just read like a 4-issue series that came out called like Wolverine vs. Predator, which I'm sure you would think on the surface has been done to death, but like this has been like a pretty solid little story. It's got like different periods of Wolverine's life. The same Predator keeps jumping him, and then like the first one's like he's a boy in Canada. The second one's like he's in Vietnam, and he's like a mutant squad with him. And like the third one's like it's like just like oh, there's like a Japan one, you know, like they're just hitting all the. But Wolverine like really messes this like Predator up, and like at the end, the Predator just like does the thing where like he's gonna blow them both up basically, and Wolverine's like trying to stop him because like. Wolverine knows he's just going to survive it. And then, like, at the end, Wolverine kind of misses them. That's how, like, it ends. He's like, that guy kept me sharp. Like, that's, like, basically the end of this, like, how the story ends.
He kept me sharp.
Right.
Spoken like a true old man.
Exactly. It was a fun read, though, and good art.
I like it.
What about, what about the Nazis? They're trying to make a super soldier, or not, or America's trying to make a super soldier.
Okay.
They didn't get it right away. Uh-huh. And it turned the person into like a clay sludge, and like Clayface was like, Captain America.
What if Clayface was a Nazi? Oh, what if
he was Captain America.
What? Okay. It's another, it's not so off, I would think, right? I mean, what, would he just shape himself to look like Captain America?
He couldn't, but he couldn't take the form of other humans. He would just have to be like a big...
all Clayface does. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is the part of the charm. Yeah, I mean, he could be anyone. He's like a super spy. It's actually better than like the regular Captain America. It's actually better than
Captain America. That would be actually pretty interesting to have happen too.
Yeah, it'd be pretty great.
You're like you're welcome. Too into having your own season.
Maybe I'll come up with one more to leave you on the way out, you know?
For sure. Mine would be like too technical. I don't know. I couldn't, like, I just can't. It's jazz with you. I have no idea.
It's jazz with you.
It's jazz.
I could ever say, what if the professor were Joker, seriously, and like have anyone take me seriously?
That'd be like the greatest story ever, honestly. I would love to see Batman take on Professor X. You know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great.
You know what would be like funny? What if the Joker went to Deep Space Nine and then like Captain Sisko just like didn't take any of his shit? Just like
Captain Sisko beats up Joker?
Yeah.
Like the thing everyone else is too afraid to do.
Yeah.
Sisko is a god, so I mean, yeah, I guess, you know.
He's
before
no
he's a god or after
leader.
He's a god.
Yeah.
You know?
No nonsense. None of this bullshit.
I don't think it'd matter. The Joker would be in big trouble.
He'd be in big trouble. He'd try to, like, tell a joke, and, like, Sisko would just, like, not laugh.
Okay, I think I got one more. This one's a bit of a stretch. This is more of a think piece, I think, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Is the fat guy the Blob? What's that guy's name?
The Blob.
Okay. Somehow, like, he goes to another world where every single person is fat, except mm-hmm. for now he's, like, really skinny.
Okay.
But he's, like, way stronger than everyone.
He's stronger than them?
Yes.
That's important when you're dealing with
really big fat people all the time. But they're not, the other people don't have superpowers. They're just really big and fat. You know, like this is his chance to be like happy and like, you know, get all like he's just a normal guy. He would be a normal guy.
You know, he like got his big break essentially because he went to like an alternate dimension. And in that dimension, he had like basically like a cool mustache and more confidence, but otherwise was the Blob. And like people loved it so much they kind of changed the regular Blob into like this cool Blob, and now he's like a bartender.
He's a cool okay, like a hipster Blob.
Well, it was like Krakoa, so he was like in a, you know, Hawaiian shirt. Growing out that mustache everyone loves so much in Age of X-Men.
True. All right. What else we got on these Call of Weirds before we get too movie heavy on this episode?
It's the post-Christmas chalice drop. All right. Hey, just wanted to let everyone know to watch out for those Mississippi hippos. Be especially careful this time of year because they're hungry. I've seen them down by the North End Quick Trip and the co-op with their bullshit speed traps. I just got pulled over yesterday for being on my phone while driving. And when I told them I'd done seen them driving and looking at their phones, they maced me and threw me in the slammer for the night. Good thing I was drunk, so I still slept like a baby on that cold, hard jail floor. Be safe out there.
Oof. Rough.
Yeah. Yeah, real rough. thanks for listening. Thanks for writing in. You got a Quick Trip's always a pretty safe bet. I don't know if I can even say this right. I think I met someone at Quick Trip, but like I'll probably never see her again. Is that possible? I had like a breakfast meet cute where I ate like my free samples like I always do and just kept bumping into the same person. And then I said goodbye. I'll see you this time next year. And that was the end of that.
I think, I think we might have lost slow your roll. Maybe you should check her cord. Oh, I hear her again.
No.
I do. I hear you.
I'll just quick.
But anyway, I think you can. You have to, if you're going to hook up with someone or you're going to meet someone at Quick Trip, you got to get her out of the store. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you can't
hard,
wait to like.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
What what's your game plan? You come there, you go there at the same time for the next week straight and hope that you meet her again?
I mean, no. I mean, I don't know. That was like a, I don't know. I'm there like twice a day now. It's really bad. They got everything I need. They're the only game in town for the energy drink I like.
What is it?
I like a C4, the fruit punch one.
C4, jeez. I like a G2 from Taco Bell.
G2.
It gives you super brain.
It does not.
Read the can sometimes.
It gets you hard in your pants.
Here, I have a crushed one right here. Super Brain Performance, formulated with brainberry and clinically studied cognitive
brainberry.
Brainberry?
Go brainberry in my brain.
I've actually never read the fine print before.
I'm trying it.
May not contain real brain berry.
I usually recommend it if you like, I don't know. I kind of depend on one a day now.
Yeah.
So if you mix it with booze, it makes you like smarter. It like makes it so you don't lose any brain cells.
Right, exactly. Well, love it. And other things. It just kind of makes you more like, I don't know how to put it. Like, you ever see, like, that movie with Bradley Cooper where he's, like, taking that drug and he's all smart?
Mm-hmm. Limitless.
That's like, basically what they're still doing it. It's just, like,
is it a placebo or do you actually feel, like, a tingle or a sensation?
No, there's definitely a tingle and a sensation. Sometimes when I've been, like, typing for a long time and I stand up, people go, wow, you turned really red. You're turning violet, Violet.
Is your tie tied too tight? Is your tie tied too tight?
That's I actually gave up on like any sort of like tie a long time ago. I've been in like a what you call a bit of a
boa
lately in that regard.
What about nice boa? Like a nice walker boa?
Nope, nothing like that. Like just kind of.
What about a fancy pin?
A fancy pin?
Yeah, you know, a little dazzle to your shirt.
I don't know if it exists, but I think I might have the next keyboard tie. What if it's a tie but it looks like a boa constrictor, like you're like you look like one of those guys who has like a cool boa constrictor tied around or around his neck, but it's a tie.
You have that already.
I don't know, have you seen it? I haven't seen it. I mean, maybe
what is this, like
I mean,
a rubber snake haven't... you buy in the toy aisle and you just put it on.
No, it's like a nice fashioned, like it doesn't exactly look like a tie, but it looks like a snake, but it does look like a tie. You know, it walks the line, you know.
Does it have like a little tongue, a forked tongue?
It would have a little, yes. I wasn't sure, but yes.
Sounds like just the thing. I don't know. I've like, I don't know. Who cares?
I care. Like, what's your fashion?
Oh, well, I did get a little dolled up the other day when I fulfilled my dude's evening promise. That is the day between
finally
Christmas and New Year's Eve.
All right. Tell us all about the magical evening.
All right. So, I'm just microdosing now, so I'm going to err on the side of caution. I have one cap, one stem, and when I got there, I had preferred parking, but couldn't find the preferred parking, so I parked in the regular parking.
Fuck then... you. That's like, what is your problem with that? Like, why? You pay somewhere where you pay like $150 to park in the like parking lot. Like, you just didn't.
I'm getting there. You'll hear it later.
Okay, so, go on.
Then I go in the front door and like it's like a magical wonderland. Mm-hmm. And I do like you know, I'm wearing my blue blazer, I got a bow tie. Mm-hmm. I'm
looking sharp, I saw the pics.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Definitely VIP-ing.
there was a VIP lounge area, which basically just means you can sit down outside in the cold if you want.
Was there a lot of other VIPers, or didn't they spring for it? Were you like the only VP?
No, there's probably like a good like 15 people in there.
15, that's it.
What was the ratio? Hotties? Were they couples? Were there other mixes?
There's a lot of like families like bundled up and like here to see Christmas lights, not like whatever I was doing.
Boring.
But I
carry on.
How cold was it, first of all?
Try shrooms.
Probably nice. What was the temperature like?
It was like, it was 40, I want to say.
Pretty warm.
That's beautiful.
Fine. Fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, definitely keep it moving. I would say I did a lap and I was like, yeah, that was fine. I'm like, well, maybe I'll go home and play Spider-Man 2. And then like, I'm like, I'm gonna, wait a minute, I'm gonna do one more lap here. And then like things started getting a little bit interesting. And I kept finding stuff too, which was cool. It's like the size of a baseball field, right? Mm-hmm. But like they've got a bunch of like walls up and lights up and stuff. And you're just like, I keep discovering stuff on like lap after lap, which was weird.
How long did it take you to do this maze?
I mean, if I were just like walking straight and after I'd done it, knew it, I don't know, it would only take you like 5 minutes or something. But like,
did you have to make choices like right or left?
Yeah, there's like a million choices. It's like really more of a, it's not like a maze you can get lost in. It's just like, you'll just wander around endlessly.
Okay.
But, and that's what I did.
After the dust settled, how much money did you spend for this?
Nothing. My father did it while we were skiing, and he thought it was a great idea. And then he, after we were done skiing, he changed his mind and didn't want to do it.
What? Lame.
He implied that maybe it's better for a man and a woman to go to something like that.
Oh, fuck that. What about a father-son magical time in the winter wonderland?
Was he thinking that people would think that you guys are a couple or something, or what?
I don't know. I did get like asked if I was proposing, because like people do that. There's like a wedding ring area.
So he didn't go because he was afraid that people there's might like think that you were gonna propose to him
area. Exactly.
Oh god,
that is how he thinks. I probably would.
That's great.
That would have been so funny.
All right, cool. So one to, let's give it the rating scale. How many
I had a great time, you know. Would have been better with a friend.
How many Santas, how many sacks?
I'm giving it 3 Santas with 3 sacks. Ooh, loaded with toys for everyone.
Okay.
What other kind of nice. Like perks of this VIP thing have?
Yeah, okay, look, so what was the spread?
Okay, mm-hmm. You get I do have to clarify a few things. You get the bag, you get the free drink. It's like a, you know, like $20 drink or whatever that they're
just one drink.
One drink each. Oh my. But I got two because I
anyone smoking drink. Meth out of those light bulbs. They'd like stop doing that around by us, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was a blast. There was food, but I didn't find out about it till like way, way late, like at the end of the night when the like sign was moved to the bathroom.
And then, oh,
like,
what?
I'm in there like with rubbing my hands like I was about to eat some tasty food, and it was just like a bathroom.
Oh. So did you get any food?
That's like, no, I did not. I could have bought stuff, but I was like, not here to eat. Like, kind of just here to mosey around, and that's exactly what I did. That dance floor was calling. I did a little bit on that dance floor.
Cool.
What it's about like so this place is only open for 2 hours?
Yeah, I think they do a couple of times a day for like 2 hours.
Oh.
Okay, a couple times a day. So you can like hang out there all day if you go to the earlier one?
Well, I think so. Who knows?
It's cool.
I was there at the last one. So yeah, I got like the VIP that like it was the end one. So like things started shutting down and like suddenly it was like very hard for me to find my way out of there because it was like a big circle, and like I ended up going out an exit that I didn't enter from, and then I found the VIP preferred parking because I went out the wrong exit. Oh. But they were like taking down signs, and like I would like go through a gate that said exit in the maze, and then you like turn around to look at where you just were, and it would say exit. So I kept like going through like these exits that were the same doorway.
That's messed up. They couldn't wait till people leave to start breaking it down? Like, geez, rude.
I would like get a cool like bush costume, you know, like the ones that look like you're just like a bush, you know, that suit or whatever, you know. And I'd just like cover myself with like plug in lights, and then I'd just like hit, like kind of blend in.
I love it.
You know,
it's a good idea.
Just hang out there all day, you know.
For sure. Oh, and there was like reindeer. All the reindeer were represented. They were huge, except for like the last one was outside of the hotel, like next door to it, basically. That shouldn't count. That was really like messing with people.
How huge are you talking?
I don't know, like 15 feet.
Ooh, that is pretty big.
Like, but they'd be on like their hind legs and stuff, so they'd be like even higher than that.
Cool.
I guess I really never got the whole story of like Rudolph. You know what I'm saying? It's like no one liked Rudolph. You know, and then eventually like everyone all like, you know, he saved that night in Santa's sleigh or whatever. Now he leads the team and everyone likes him now, but then they have to like look up his asshole like the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and now they like looking at his asshole the whole time.
They love it.
I always questioned that aspect of the whole story.
I like question the whole aspect that like Santa is all knowing and he knows if you've been naughty or nice. He knows goddamn well that Rudolph was being bullied his entire fucking life. He didn't do anything to stop it.
It's true. Well, maybe
until,
he knew that
he
was going to give him
Rudolph
the grit.
Was going to be useful to him, and then he's like, okay.
If you knew like someone was getting a little bullied, but that guy needed that to have the grit to lead Santa's sleigh, would you let him
get
bullied a little bit?
He needed the grit to pull his sleigh.
That tight asshole that they all look at.
Does his dad, the famous Blitzen, like now get like, you know, like he was picking on his son a little bit? Santa would have to keep interfering in like every aspect of his life. You know, he's gonna stop people.
Dad.
He wants to be a dentist. Like, Santa can't step in and make them let him be a dentist.
Well, I mean, elves aren't really people, so.
I mean, different. I guess maybe he's not watching them.
I don't know. He's watched them. Are you saying watched?
His name was Hyman Dryass.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Next time you watch it, like, that's what he said.
I'm not watching it again.
He like said it fancier, but that's like it was like Hyman Dryass. it was Hyman Dry, like Hyman Dryass.
I mean, you're gonna hear what you want to hear, and I guess if that's it.
Did you sit through the credits to see that Ted Kord is alive?
Who's Ted Kord again?
He's like the Blue Beetle before this Blue Beetle.
We did.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, sure. He was like the Blue Beetle I grew up with, so it gets a little pop for me. But I like his like cool like his cool beach layout, like his beach mansion layout. Not like associated with that character at all, but like liked it for this, you know.
How come that girl didn't buy them a new house?
How come she didn't buy them a new house? And I kept thinking they were gonna move in the house, and
she
like he would get to use all
them
the
that house. Don't you think?
I guess.
No, they have to live in there.
Yeah, they
that's like what makes
them
strong.
That was their favorite home.
Where you do such a good job like trying to pretend that like family is what makes you strong, that like they just like, oh yeah, I guess you need to live in that house with your family then. Like but you know, not a bigger house, but that exact same house, you know.
Maybe he moved in with her and they just lived in there, like the two of them. And then obviously you're gonna want to use the Beetle Cave, right?
Yeah,
you're gonna want to use the Beetle Cave. You're gonna want to drive it. They got the, you know, I mean, the family did kind of whoop some ass. You saw the grandma with the gun, right? I mean,
yeah, that was great. I like that. I like the whole the Beetle car fight. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Beetle mobile. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and it did crawl in his asshole. I mean, they were right about that, right? I mean, everyone saw that it went in his butt.
Yeah,
you know,
they didn't lie.
I saw it.
All right. Should we? What's the? Do we have any more smoke mails going on?
Hmm.
It's like
scary.
A Thurman, but like
it's
not
really scary. I hate it.
It's not. It's like if you don't tell us what you're doing, it's very scary at first.
It's scary. Yeah.
I get scared.
How's it coming in? Is the pitch? Is it too pitchy?
No, it's like perfect pitch, but it's just very unsettling.
I can't wait until I go to like an open mic with this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Just, everyone's gonna just scream and run out of there.
You know the guy who played the Thurman? I fucked up.
Like once saw a guy, he like had his Game Boy set up to play like techno songs, and he was like playing techno music with his Game Boy. It was cool as shit.
It's cool.
All right, we do have one last caller on the smoke line. It's from Jizteen.
Oh,
ooh, a female Jiz.
I'm a long-time listener and love the chalice drop. Don't forget to do your end of the year genital measurements. The people have a right to know.
All right. We wouldn't forget the end year roundup.
Is that what you do every year? What's wrong with
I don't remember.
Our shortcomings and our growths, you know?
Gosh.
Sure. Does anyone remember last year's numbers?
I don't. I don't remember.
I bet Jiz Teen does.
She probably does. It's like good to see that it's like not just a male name.
That's not even a name.
Justine? What's that's just like a Kira or a Kara.
You don't want Jiz Nation out for you. You better watch it slow your if they will turn on you.
You're right. I feel Jiz, I'm sorry. Who am I to say
Jiz
what is
it? Strong. I don't have any measurement tape anymore sounds, but we're going to have to measure ourselves to the sound of these bells. Everyone get it out. Stretch it out.
All right.
That was my tongue crier. All right.
Oh, gotcha.
Uh-huh. You want to go first, Red Rocker?
Oh, sure. Are these, we're doing sub chubs only, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess, and beans.
Beans count this year?
No.
Well, not our beans, you know.
Okay.
The female visitor this year.
Oh, those beans.
No. There's a girl.
You know, the bean. This is what we do. we don't want to, people want to know. All right. What are we doing?
I'm looking at a 17 this year.
Inches or centimeters?
Wait, hold on a sec. All right, I'm gonna get. Hold on, let me read and do those numbers.
We get my bean cone glasses on.
Oh, we really should do this in centimeters. I'm gonna say. Like 50 centimeters.
That's pretty good. It's impressive showing. Not too shabby.
All right.
I'm going to go with a 9¾ inch.
It's going to be tough to beat. What you got there, slow your roll?
I'm going to just like opt out of this whole
Okay. Would it be ungentlemanly to guess?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to just, you have to just, you know, you're with a gentleman, you know, a gentleman never tells, you know.
All right, moving on.
And with that, I've been Red Rocker for another year. Stay well, Chitek. We'll see you next year. The summer
nights never. This has been Lunch Meat saying Happy New Year. Good chalice drop.
Monday, Tuesday, I'm wondering when the days went. Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, they're racing. Friday, chasing. Paycheck after paycheck, every day, but.
Something usually you would say goodbye at this point.
Oh, yeah. Slow your roll. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me to your child's dropout. Happy New Year.
Because she don't miss some days when we don't worry about anything.
Did we used to like count something down for a chalice drop?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, you know. You know.
Does it matter what day we actually do it on? I mean, it's not even New Year's Eve. I mean, it is New
the
Year's
chalice
Eve.
Drop has dropped in our hearts. I thought we did it at, like, you know, the end.
The 20. Oh, at the end?
It was, like, supposed to be, like, the reveille, but, like, with the drop of the chalice.
Oh, well, we are in the after show. We can kind of get into a few other things and circle back to it at the very end. Oh, did I close that tab, though? That sucks. I was going to bring back your favorite person, whatever her name was.
That's all right.
Fair enough.
What are we talking on the old after?
I talked about an awful lot on Dude's Evening, mm-hmm. which actually was yesterday. Do we go through the eight tenets of Dude's Evening? Because there is like...
Eight tenets? What does that mean?
All right. First, you would start off by sharing a cherished memory. Have you shared a cherished memory lately?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two would be exchange presents. There's a rule that if someone got you a Dude's Evening present last year, you get him a Dude's Evening present this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a bad friend in that regard this year.
I gave my dude's present, but I didn't get no dude's present back.
That is true. That you have some bad dude friends, it sounds like.
True.
Mm.
Have you ever considered maybe the presents is a present?
No. I would never be caught dead hanging out with that person. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Did I miss something? What are you guys talking about?
Oh, I was talking about my secret Santa.
Oh, okay.
And I'm talking about a thing called Dude's Evening, which is from a podcast called Dudesy, where they invent a holiday. And I celebrate it with someone very special, even though he's not, reciprocating this year. That's okay. We'll be better next year for sure. It's in the after hours, I can say that.
What else we got on this list?
Huh. A prediction for next year.
Let's see here. I'm gonna go with 34 boogers picked.
Okay. That's gonna be, should we be jotting this down now as like a sort of,
this is the sure we'll come to it. Well, I mean, we'll sure, I'll remember.
34. Okay. There's 22 episodes and they usually don't go more than one tops without a book picking, so you got at least 22. Where's that 30? I don't want our prices.
The first season they had like 47.
That's true, but they're onto it. Like they did get the most. They did block us.
It sounds ridiculous, but maybe it's not. You know, I got to go play to win.
The numbers are down. That doesn't mean you can't call them. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna say. It's too low. It's got to be like mid 30s. You're not wrong. I'm going to go right in the middle. I'm going to say 33.
All right, very good. What else we got going on?
Way of the Movie. I just listened to this today. What was the Way of the Movie? I think you just talk about movies you liked over the year. We actually covered that pretty well.
I think we did that part, yes.
Way of the Fuck It. That's where you do something you normally wouldn't do. Oftentimes it involves food you wouldn't normally let yourself eat.
Hmm. Okay. We are having a friend's Christmas or it's like a dude that we go to's house or whatever. And like everyone like brings, he like brings a dish. I'm going to make like cocktail Franks and like spaghetti gelatin.
Hmm. All right. That's a good one.
They don't see it coming, you know? You're going to want to bring that, you know?
People feel sorry for me because I don't really eat hot food that often anymore. So I got a bunch of Christmas leftovers from people, including a cake with like each slice is a different kind of cake. Whoa. And like normally I would not partake in something like that, but I've been dipping my toes in that.
But what, you're heating up the cake?
Oh, no, I'm still not, actually, I'm not even really heating up the leftovers either. I eat them cold.
Do you have a microwave? Yeah.
I love like eating like Mexican food cold, you know?
It's it's good, right? Dude, cold Mexi rice is the best.
Right. Well, I got a pail of that.
Nice.
So what? How about you, Slow Your Roll?
No.
Too ladylike to answer, huh?
What was the question? I already forgot.
Oh, it's just like, what are you eating that normally you wouldn't let yourself eat?
Just like a
Will bunch Sasso of ate a bologna. He ate like 3 fried bologna sandwiches, for example.
Okay. I mean, I ate a bunch of like cookies that my mom made. Does that count?
I don't know. Do you usually eat them?
I mean, she doesn't normally make them, so no.
Well, there you go. All right, it counts. Share Duke's evening with strangers. I'm sharing them with you and my listening audience.
It's true.
Yeah, they're strangers, so I mean,
done.
Yeah.
Did it.
Seems like we took care of it pretty easy. Of
pride, which I think just means something you're proud of doing this year. Yeah.
Your mom, I guess.
You're gonna feel like shit now because the next one is The Way of the Goat, and I had crossed off Kelly Clarkson and wrote down New Year's Lunch Bone.
It's true. I probably should have put a New Year's like song at the secret, like a secret song, like a New Year's Eve that you could listen to, a track, you know? You seems like I kind of dropped the ball. Yeah.
Well, what are you gonna do? We did it. It's another dude's evening come and gone.
Sweet.
I wrote down that list while I was supposed to be working.
What do you think we should invent for a new the chalice drop, right? I mean that's
what we invented the chalice drop.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Pioneers of podcasting in a way.
It's true. All right, let's hear the post. Here it comes. Here comes the chalice. 10, 9,
okay.
8, 7, 6,
5,
4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa! Happy New Year!
Happy chalice drop.
Damn it, I fucked up.
I was cringing for that weird canoodler sound you have.
I was.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Dark is the darkness that can be.
Okay, very good. Wake and Bake Chitek is recorded at or around Chitek, Wisconsin, 54728. You can reach us online at WNBCSnitchline@gmail, Twitter at WNBC420, or hashtag WNBC. The Snitch Line is open and ready, 920-368-4582, or you're already singing it, 9-A-O, do-til-ta.